Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Hy-Vee dietitian Melissa Boncher about the popularity of pumpkins. So, this is about pumpkins, which is everyone's favorite fall treat. So, during fall, pumpkin is one of the most popular food items in the country. Everything from pumpkin pie to pumpkin spice latte. How do you think pumpkin became so popular recently?
I can't say for sure. Perhaps it has to do with the feeling that it elicits, maybe more than the flavor itself. Pumpkin tends to be associated with fall, and that tends to be a favorite time of year for a lot of people. Maybe for some, it's a feeling of nostalgia. I know for people who love food, a foodie like myself, we love the opportunity to experiment with new foods, and I love cooking with pumpkin.
A lot of people get pumpkins for jack-o'-lanterns. Obviously, Halloween is over now, but that's what people use pumpkins probably most for. But what are some ways that they can use those same pumpkins for food?
Oh my gosh, the ideas are endless. You can bake pumpkin into breads, muffins, pancakes, waffles. You can cook it into risotto, ravioli, soups. I even have a fabulous pumpkin fry recipe. So you can make the pumpkin fries salty, sweet, spicy. Ideas are endless.
So now when you're making stuff like that, like the fries, for instance, are you using like the shell of the pumpkin or the innards or the guts? Or what are you using when you make that sort of thing?
You're using more of the inside part of the pumpkin.
Okay, so I guess, how does that work then? To make fries out of pumpkin, what would you do to do that?
Well, you want to cook the pumpkin first, and then you want to peel the pumpkin. And then you're going to take the fleshy part that you would eat, and that's where you would slice it into the fries.
And then you just fry them up in oil or bake them?
No frying. Let's do some baking instead.
Fair enough. Usually when you're carving jack-o'-lanterns, you take all that goop out and just discard it. But you're saying that that's the part for cooking.
Absolutely. You can cook with that. And let's not forget about the seeds. I mean, you can roast the seeds and season them and make them taste good too.
All right. How do you make pumpkin pie? Like, what is the process and what parts of the pumpkin do you use?
You want to use more of like a pie pumpkin, and those tend to be smaller and they tend to be sweeter than like the jack-o'-lantern pumpkin we're most familiar with. You want to wash the exterior, you want to cut it in half, you want to scoop out the seeds, and then you want to bake that. You want to do so until the inside seems soft. And then once it's finished cooking, you want to scoop out the flesh and you want to puree that in the food processor. And that's very similar to what you're going to find in the canned pumpkin. And then you just follow the rest of the pie recipe from there.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners about pumpkins?
Just that they're very versatile. You can use them in a lot of different dishes, and they're actually very healthy for us. In addition to having antioxidants, they have a lot of vitamin A, which can help protect our vision. Good source of fiber, helps keep us feeling full longer. Rich source of potassium, good source of vitamin C. So they're really good for us.
So in addition to being a popular fall treat, they're also on the healthy side then?
Yes, they can be.
I would assume that like maybe pumpkin pies, you probably want to eat them in moderation, even though they might be healthier than you would think. You probably want to still maybe not use as much sugar or I guess, how would you make a healthy pumpkin pie?
Well, there are definitely ways that you can modify a pumpkin pie recipe to make it a little bit healthier. There are recipes out there where you skip the crust part. You can certainly reduce the amount of sugar in the recipe. I would argue that, you know, using the fresh pumpkin to make the pie from scratch has its benefits as opposed to the canned. You know, maybe skipping the whipped topping or just putting a little dab on there of that. But yeah, there's always ways to modify any recipe to make it healthier.
Okay. You mentioned pie pumpkins.
Yes.
Can you pick those up at like just say Hy-Vee or where can you get those?
You can typically find them at any grocery store. They tend to be in season from, I want to say like September, October-ish through the end of the year. I'm not certain if all Hy-Vees are carrying them at this point. I know a couple of stores have sold out of them already. So you'd want to call in advance.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Melissa Boncher. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.